Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, good afternoon. This is the Red Hawk, a voice from the past, all the way in your present, and hopefully continuing on into your future. This is kind of like a chess show, so it's been a little while since I've been live on the air on this platform, but I'm coming to you, bringing you a little twist to my previous shows. Some of you know, I am a tarot and oracle angel card reader, and I thought I'd, set up shop so that I can bring my listeners what they need by way of the decks that I have. I have about 10 decks, looking to get about 3 more, but anyway, I'm waiting on folks to call in. Even if they don't call in, I'm still going to be pulling cards. This is a chess show, so even if nobody called in, that's fine, honey. I'm used to talking to myself. Hello, talking to walls and folks that look like humans with no ears, and I'm just saying. So, the call-in numbers are, let me give you guys the call-in numbers, 347-850-8983. I'm hearing noises. Hopefully this is not coming up on the show, but if it is, that's good, because this is the first show in a long time. So as I said, first show of the new year. The name of the show is Angel Cards Speak, and although all of my decks aren't angel cards, I don't think they are. Well, they are angel based, so that's what's most important. And the intentions are to bring you inspiration, insight. Somebody told me don't ever do a show until I get my stuff together. Honey, if that's the case, I'll never be doing a show. Hello? I mean, why are you doing a show? Your stuff ain't together. I'm just saying, how dare you? I think they were being, they were critiquing me, but whatever. I don't even think I asked them for their critique. But anyway, that's what happens when you open your world up to people. You know, they will critique, they will judge. And it was fine. I mean, I received it and everything. But I'm the type of person that just goes with the flow. There is no rhyme or reason to, you know, some of the stuff that I do. I don't have to be a quote-unquote professional to get the job done, as long as I'm getting it done. So anyway, I don't see any callers at the moment. What I'm going to do is pull my first batch of cards, and then I'm going to give you some insight as far as the cards that I pull. And then hopefully by the time this show ends, which it's only 30 minutes, you know, last time I was doing two-hour shows, I got things to do, y'all, and I'm pretty sure you do too. But anyway, let me go on and get these cards off of here. The first card that I pulled, and if these cards resonate with you, if they resonate with you, which means you can identify with them, they're speaking to you, you feel something, whatever, you know, call in or shoot me a email. I do have, oh, goodness, I don't even know what email address I'm trying to give you guys, but we ain't going to worry about that right now. This is a test. But anyway, the first card that I pulled was the family card. It speaks about a situation being rooted in an emotional experience with a family member. Hello, how many of us are having issues with our family? Probably everybody under the sun. Hello, unless you're a baby and you don't know you got issues, but you probably got issues too. But anyway, this card speaks about a situation being rooted in an emotional experience with a family member, which the angels, like I said, these are angel-based cards, so when they say we or us, they're talking about the spiritual realm, the angels, universe, God, whatever you want to call it. It says, which we can help you to understand and heal. In your mind and heart, surround this person, yourself, on the experience with calming blue light and many angels. Be open to the gifts within the situation and allow yourself to feel peace. Now, this deck that I'm using is the Daily Guidance from Your Angels deck, and I love this deck because not only does it, you know, open the door to your issue, it also gives you insight and direction on what you should do about your issue. So who wouldn't want daily guidance from the angels? Hello, call in, y'all, 347-850-8983. Okay, the second card that was pulled was the Cleanse and Detoxify card. Ooh, yes, wonderful. That's a reminder that I need to do what I call the Red Hawk Energy Cleansing Release Affirmation, and we're going to be doing that after this first card pull. Anyway, Cleanse and Detoxify. It speaks of with great love and respect, we, meaning the angels, we ask you to Dix. Oh, my God. Something about the D and the E and the D and an I. I always get those mixed up. But anyway, we ask you to detoxify your precious and sensitive body. And your request will help you to develop life-affirming ways to deal with stress, as well as ease any sorrow at shedding your old ways. Give your cares, your worries, and concerns to us, and feel the beautiful grace of your newly purified body. Hello, I think all of us need to be purified and detoxified and cleansed and all that jazz. I know I do. Inside and out. Hello, inside out, you know, spiritually, mentally, emotionally, physically. Clean yourself out, people. Anyway, the final card from this first pool is the Listen card. Don't make me start singing Beyonce's song. Listen. Oh, okay, I don't even know the words. All I know is it says listen. But anyway, listen, y'all. We need to learn to listen. This card talks about quieting your mind. It says, quiet your mind, beloved one, and listen to our gentle reassurance that everything has been taken care of. Stay in a quiet and receptive state without worrying about the exact nature of your desires manifestation. A quiet mind and body hears us quickly and clearly. This is our request to you. Listen. Yes, honey, we need to do more listening. A lot of times, you know, I do a lot of talking, but when it's time to listen, it's a good thing. I dream. I'm a visionary, so a lot of my my stuff comes to me while I'm asleep. And, you know, you don't talk in your sleep, so that's a good time to listen. You know, the messages come through as I'm sleeping, quote-unquote dreaming, and when I wake up, you know, I've gotten my message. So sleeping, meditating, hello, let's talk about meditation. Meditating is a good way of getting quiet so that you can listen. Yes, honey, listen. But speaking of listening, I'm going to listen to my spirit guides, who I call the whisperers, because there are more than one. They whisper to me. Yeah, I sound crazy, but it's okay. We're going to do the Red Hawk Energy Cleansing Release Affirmation. You know what I did not do? Hold on, y'all. Let me open up the chat rooms. Let me see. Okay, we're going to open that up. Anyway, let's do the Red Hawk Energy Cleanse and Release Affirmation. I need for you guys to put your hands up in the air and wave them like you just don't care. Yes, honey, do that. That's what you're stirring the energy up. Stir it up, y'all. Anyway, you're going to close your eyes. You're going to take a very deep breath. Breathe in through your nose. Blow out with your mouth. I think that's how that goes. I think that's how you properly breathe. So let's go. Deep breath. And blow it out. Repeat after me. Universe, I am ready to be made whole again. Universe, I consciously open myself to release. Universe, today I become reborn. Today I redirect my thoughts, my energies, my everything onto a progressive, positive path. I release all negative feelings associated with every negative situation that I have encountered in this life. I give it all back to you. I call into existence peace, joy, love, trust, respect, honor, courage, compassion, confidence, strength, support, understanding, forgiveness, healing power, financial abundance, and a clear thought process. I thank you in advance for recognizing all of my needs and taking me on this new journey, one which I deserve and I am ready for. And so it shall be. And so it shall be. And so it shall be. We're going to take another deep breath. This time, before we blow it out, we're going to imagine ourselves a mighty wind blowing away all of our cares, our concerns, our worries, our heartaches, our heartbreaks, our disappointments, our stresses, those exes, you know, those exes who are trying to creep back in, you know, good and well, good and well, good and well. You shouldn't even give them the time of day. I don't even care if they ask what time it was. Do not give them the time of day. I'm just saying. So we're going to blow all of that stuff clean away from us. Let's go, guys. Breathe in and blow out. All right. Welcome to your new day. Oh, guys, I feel so great. This feels like old times, honey. 2015, what was that? January through July. I think I was doing my morning talk with the Red Hawk Show. Hey, we got all kinds of shows that you can go back and listen to, but we on a new ride this time, bringing you angel card readings from the Red Hawk. I pull cards every day, okay? I am working actively, gainfully employed, working now, so I really don't have a lot of time to commit to doing my talk shows because I'm working for other people and also just trying to stay on my path. So anyway, that first pull was from the Guardian. Not Guardian, honey. I got so many cards. Which one is these? The Daily Guidance from the Angels. Now what I'm going to pull from, this is my second deck of love-based cards. My first deck is the Romance deck. It's specifically for readings involving romance. But I was getting, I wouldn't say bored, but I wanted some new spice to the romance deck. So I did order another deck. This deck actually is out of print. It's called the True Love Tarot deck. And this deck, basically, it just really just is just a one word, one phrase on each card. And what I do, I pull from these, and then, you know, then I have to rely on my ears and being in tuned to my guides telling me what these cards mean to the individual whom I'm working with. So anyway, I'm shuffling. You guys gonna hear me shuffling pool, which brings me back to some unpleasantness I had earlier while working on one of my platforms. The woman was explaining her situation, and normally when somebody is explaining their situation, you know, I can hear, okay, I can hear. So I'm listening to her, but I'm also shuffling, and I think that irked her. So she's like, I can't hear, so you've wasted my money. I'm like, well, sweetheart, I'm you know, getting things ready. So obviously she was irked to begin with, but that let me know that, you know, maybe it wasn't such a good idea to shuffle and pull while the person was talking. So, I mean, that was just a little irk of the day. I mean, it didn't hurt anything, but it was just a lesson. You learn something every day. So next time when I get a caller, I shan't be shuffling and pulling until they're done speaking. You know what I'm saying? I'll just try to get ready. Ready, Freddy. Anyway, so let me go on and pull. I normally just pull three cards, okay, like straight off the top. Sometimes I divide them in threes and pull off each stack. But anyway, let's see what this True Love Tarot deck says. The first card that I pulled, lovelies, was the intuition card. I mean, hello, intuition, duh. But yeah, that's the high priestess card, the intuition card. I also pulled the princess of wings card, which talks about the messenger, hello. And I also got the ace of shells, which talks about love. Okay, let me tell you what my interpretation of this pulling is, okay? Since nobody's calling in, which is fine. This is a test show, so this gives me a chance to, you know, shake my little feathers off, and, you know, they're a little dusty when it comes to speaking and not being spoken to, because normally when I'm talking on my other platform, I'm actually chatting, typing, this, that, and the other. So now it's kind of like I'm by myself, which is cool. It's good. I'm not really by myself. But anyway, we got the intuition card, all right? This card basically speaks of me, myself, and I, all right? I am full of intuition. Pardon me. I am what you call an intuitive. I would like to use the word intuitive as opposed to psychic, but since I'm working in the psychic community, I went on and put that little label on myself. I'm still not too comfortable with using it simply because, you know, it has negativity associated with. And some of the negativity comes from lack of knowledge. You know, if someone hears you say, you know, I'm a psychic, they immediately, you know, start trying to shut down their brain. Oh, my gosh, she's going to read my mind. She's going to know that I think she's a quack. She's going to know that, you know, I'm just saying, but that I feel that. When I tell people that I'm a psychic, they get a little apprehensive. They start pulling back. I mean, I've had acquaintances. I pull cards for them. They don't want their cards pulled, you know, but I pull cards as a gift for some people just to let them know that I'm real, I'm true. It's nothing to be afraid of. So, but yeah, so I noticed when I use the word psychic, you know, people, you know, get a little scared and leery and this, that, and the other. So I love to use the word intuitive, which is someone who has high intuition. Okay. And fortunately for me, my intuition has also, you know, paved the way where I can support my family. Hello. But, yes, honey, so this intuition card speaks about myself. The second card, the Princess of Wings, talks about the messenger, okay? What do I do? Am I not here pulling these cards to bring you messages from the angels? So these cards that I'm pulling aren't for any specific person per se, so I'm just pulling based on my energy. And these cards that I'm using, the True Love deck, basically pointing to who I am, what I do, and why I do it. So the messenger, that is who I am. I'm bringing you messages from above. And the final card is the love card. I told somebody today, I love what I do. I love love. I love helping people who may be in love crises. You know what I'm saying? So that's another reason why I'm here opening up this platform again, because I feel like it's another avenue for me to, you know, do what I do. I don't have to be on one of my platforms, my work platforms, until 5 o'clock. So I'll get off of here at 3. I'll listen to the show. Hello, I always listen to see, you know, what I said, because sometimes I don't know what I said. I just open my mouth and speak. But, yeah, I got time to do dinner and throw some loads in. But yeah, I just wanted to get this show. You know, if I'm a little rusty, it's only because it's been a little while. Probably, oh, my God, 6, 7, 8, about 8 months since I last did this. Talks on Blog Talk Radio. But anyway, the love card, just basically, you know, letting you guys know that I love what I do. And who better to get a card reading from than someone who loves what they're doing? I love bringing messages. I love bringing insight, direction, wisdom, all of the above. I love doing that. So it looks like we got 7 more minutes left. Ooh, this time is flying, which I really adore. Those two-hour shows, you can get off track a little bit with those two-hour shows. So here we just only have 30 minutes. Hello, 30 minutes. So I can get in here, pull cards for, I don't know, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. I don't know how many people because nobody called in, so I can't really say how many pulls I can do per show. But yeah, y'all, like I said, if you guys want in-depth reading where you can ask questions and all that jazz, I do have my website down there for you to click on. Make sure you fill out the form to let me know what your issue is, and I'll get back to you letting you know if I feel comfortable helping you with that issue. Because, see, I'm not licensed. I'm not degreed. Okay, I'm anointed and appointed. You guys hear me say that all the time. I am anointed and appointed to do what I'm doing. So I'm just free willy, free willy, y'all, you know, just doing my due. So, I mean, I don't have any ropes around my neck saying I can or cannot do this, because I market myself as an empowerment coach, a life advisor. Okay, someone who gives advice on life. Hello, who needs a license for that? Who needs a degree for that? Hell, I think I've earned that right to share my wisdom, share my knowledge, share my insights, share my this, share my that. Okay, so let's see. Ooh, let me stop talking, y'all. That's hard for me to do, stop talking. But let me get to this third deck of cards, which are my angel tarot cards. And just so you know, most of my decks are created by, I think her name is Doreen Virtue. So I've heard of some of them, you haven't. But I try to stay with Doreen, but I've branched out a little bit, you know, by purchasing other decks that were not created by her. But anyway, y'all, let's get to this, probably this last pull. We got the World card. It speaks about a job well done. Woo, woo. Oh, I'm sorry. I get excited. That's my excitement. A job well done. Joy, contentment, and gratitude. The path towards enlightenment. This is the World card. We also got the Eight of Earth, which talks about skilled work is rewarded, learning all there is to know about a topic, and going back to school. And see, I'm gonna go into detail about these cards because these are my cards. I'm actually pulling for myself, not on purpose, but if I'm not pulling for you, then most times I'm pulling for myself. We also got the Chariot card, which talks about an important achievement, self-discipline and willpower, and public recognition. Oh, my Jesus. Let's go back, y'all. The World card spoke about a job well done, joy, contentment, and gratitude, and a path towards enlightenment. I really feel like me creating this show today and making sure that it continues past today, that is something I've been wanting to do probably since I started the other show, okay? I always wanted it to be a light worker based, meaning me using my cards and this, that, and the other. And like I said, those 2 hours, things kind of got off track or whatever, but back to my original plan. Hello, it's okay to get off track. Hello, it's okay to get off track. I was off track for 6 months, but what was that, seven months. But it was a good off track. You know, it still was doing what I love to do, and that was running my mouth. So I can never be off track if I'm doing that, right? But anyway, so this show is me doing what I love to do, and that's pulling cards and not so much as giving advice, you know, because that's going to take up some time. I want to pull your cards. I want you to, you know, you can ask maybe one question, you know, relating to the cards that I pull, not your own, you know what I'm saying, your own question, okay? I'm going to lead and you follow, okay? So I'm going to lead by pulling the cards and you'll follow up with a question in regards to the call. So that is how I want this show to go, okay? If you want specific issued requests, then that's when you click on the website, drop your information in there, wait for me to get back with you, and blah, 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 all of that jazz. But anyway, this first card, the World card, speaks of a job well done, joy, contentment, and gratitude, the path towards enlightenment. Okay? This is what doing this is going to bring me. Okay? All right? Really, joy, contentment, and gratitude. Gratitude that I can do my own thing under my own terms. Hello, this Blog Talk allows you to do your own thing. There's really no restrictions as far as I know, you know what I'm saying, because I'm doing this for myself, all right? The Chariot card, oh, no, I'm going to go back in order. The Eight of Earth talks about skilled work is rewarded, learning all there is to know about a topic, going back to school. Funny I should get this card. This deck that I'm using actually came with a very large book, and I've only studied maybe 3 or 4 pages, okay? And so knowing that, I think I need to get inside that book so that I can, you know, be more in tune with what I'm doing, because it never hurts to learn, you know what I'm saying? But then we got the Chariot card. It talks about an important achievement, self-discipline and willpower, public recognition. Me starting this show over again under this new direction, honey, I feel like it is an important achievement, okay? It is an important achievement because it's something that I wanted to do and I was doing but got sidetracked. You know what I'm saying? So we're going to stay on track this time. This show is all about the cards, honey. Angel cards speak. Who do they speak to? They speak to you. Pull, honey, we're going to come up with topics and go from there. We're just going to let the cards lead the way. Looks like it's almost time for me to get up out of here. Hopefully you guys have enjoyed the test show. Make sure you take this number down. I'm not sure what time I'm going to do this show, but I figured since I have some time before my, you know, before my next job, I would do a test show. So the numbers to call in are 347-850-8983. Again, that's 347-850-8983. So just follow me on here, and you'll be able to keep track of all the shows future shows and all that jazz. Thank you guys for listening. This has been the Red Hawk. Peace, love, and light. See you all next time. Peace, y'all.